source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM.
91.3 FM. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government has denied authorizing mining at Senseli Mine. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia has called for peaceful and issue-based by-elections campaigns. In international news, South African engineers have been freed after 2 years in Equatorial Guinea jail. In sports, France has urged Copper Queens to tackle WAFCON with a united mindset.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development has dismissed reports claiming that it authorized mining activities at Senseli Mine in Chingola, Copperbelt Province. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kavuswe, clarified that Senseli Mine remains a private operation. He said government is engaging with its owners to ensure all activities are formalized in accordance with mining regulations. According to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo, Mr. Kabuswe reiterated the government's dedication to promoting safe and lawful mining practices. He noted that security agencies are collaborating closely to ensure an orderly regularization process.
So we've been engaging the owners to see how they can formalize operations of our young miners there so that they can do safe mining and legal mining. So really whatever is happening now is a way to try and actualize the discussions that have been going on between us and the owners of the Senseli license. So over the weekend, I think the Member of Parliament for Chingola went to address them. Number one, to tell them that we will only allow legal mining. We have to remove any child labor around there. If they are underage kids, they must be removed. Then the miners must be dressed properly. They have to do safe legal mining. So we are also working together with the security wing. ZNS is part of it. And Zambia Police is part of it. We want to make sure that as this is going to be implemented, it must be implemented in a regularized, legal way and safe way for our miners.
Senior Chief Moroma Oluwano District in Central Province has called on farmers to reserve part of their maize harvest for household consumption to ensure food security throughout the year. Speaking at the 2025 Luano District Agriculture Show held at Twikatane School Grounds, Senior Chief Mboroma emphasized the importance of prudent planning by farmers. He warned against the common practice of selling old produce immediately after harvest, noting that careless sale of maize often leads to losses, leaving many farmers struggling to sustain their families. He also urged farmers in Luano District to support the government by selling their commodities to the Food Reserve Agency, which plays a key role in stabilizing food supplies and prices.
Wakupanga budget panga nda mweva shuguli mwanandi na milomba mwilaba mabala eko maso mwele donation ya kabiri kutira amani nsanga ya Afrika tatuambile kwa ilikisha bakalova bakalova pakutira tushite mbuto tushite witikila tushite fi tushite fi shimbinda matusunge shimbi tungabo mshapantu ma problems yengi so iyo mashu ya kumilongo kutira tumone wino ifyo tunga sandula ishuma chesu elio ubulimi airponding season if ye. Nagavidi kuri wa kuitira. Natuvire kwa ikara fi ukuno lele mfraikense. Making a show kutira. At least no ubuli mi wa kuitira. Na mwe na mlatango wa kwenda na maisha wa kuitisha.
Governance and Development Advocate Zambia has urged political players to uphold peace and focus as the country prepares for the upcoming by-elections in various constituencies and wards. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga emphasized the need for political parties and candidates to prioritize development-oriented discussions and avoid divisive rhetoric or personal attacks. Mr. Mulenga appealed to political parties, candidates and voters to demonstrate maturity and respect for democratic principles by adhering to the electoral code of conduct.
They should emphasize that throughout their campaigns, they preach peace and national unity. Above all, the campaigns should be issue-based and not name-calling or finger-pointing. Let's ensure that we maintain the peace that the nation has always enjoyed. By doing so, we can ensure that the by-elections are conducted in a free, fair and peaceful manner, which will reflect the rule of the people of Zambia.
Policy analyst Sondwayo Duma has called on the government to exercise caution in implementing new tax measures within the information and communications technology sector. This appeal comes in response to recent amendments by the Ministry of Finance to the Value Added Tax Act, which now mandates foreign providers of digital and electronic services to register for VAT, charge tax and remit payments to the Zambia Revenue Authority. Mr. Duma highlighted that Zambia ICT sector remains in its early stages of development. He has therefore stressed that any taxation policies must be carefully crafted to avoid hindering the sector's growth trajectory. He warned that overly burdensome taxes could discourage investment, which is crucial for sustaining the sector's current strong performance and unlocking its full potential.
Tax is an important measure for the government, but it also has an important role to ensuring that there's continued innovation and investment, whichever sector it is being implemented on. In this case, the ICT subsector is still infant and still needs a lot of support from the government for it to thrive. Therefore, as we implement these taxes, it is important that there is continued monitoring and evaluation of these taxes. That way, we'll be able to know if they are stimulating, they are still efficient to stimulate investment, innovation, and growth. And where we notice some challenges, it is therefore cardinal that we act on them as soon as possible so that the sector can thrive and be competitive as we've seen in other parts of the world.
In international news, two South African engineers have returned home after spending more than 2 years in jail in Equatorial Guinea on what the UN has called arbitrary and illegal drugs charges. Freek Portgeta and Peter Haxam, both in their mid-50s, were arrested in February 2023 after drugs were allegedly found in their luggage. They were sentenced to 12 years in prison and fined $5 million, but have been given a presidential pardon after a long campaign by their families and the South African government. Their arrest came days after luxury assets belonging to Equatorial Guinea's vice president, Teodoro Guema Obiang, were seized in South Africa. Still in international news, the Sahel region in Africa accounted for 51% of global terrorism-related deaths in 2024, up from 48% in 2023, according to the 2025 Global Terrorism Index published by the Sydney-headquartered Institute for Economics and Peace. According to the report, the Sahel also accounted for 19% of all worldwide terrorist attacks in 2024. Burkina Faso remains the most affected country in the region. Over 700 deaths recorded across the country were linked to groups like Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal Muslimin. In Niger, more than 400 lives were lost in terrorist attacks last year. Insurgents reportedly targeted villages, military outposts and public gatherings. In Nigeria, an attack on Mafia